Welcome to the Money Rules Podcast, where we tackle your personal financial matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Boitumelo Ntsoko.
Structured products are an increasingly popular investment option. They offer a unique blend of risk and reward, and if used correctly, can be powerful tools in your portfolio. And while many retail investors might have heard of them, they might not fully understand them. To help us break down structured products, I'm joined by Sean Kelly, a wealth manager at Parity Wealth Managers. Welcome to the pod, Sean.
Thanks, Tumi. Great to be on.
Can you start by explaining what a structured product is and why investors would consider it as part of the strategy?
Sure. Structured products are prepackaged investment strategies that typically combine different financial instruments, such as bonds, equities, and derivatives. And that's used to create a tailored solution that meets specific investment goals. Investors may consider potentially adding structured products into their portfolio because they offer a range of benefits such as capital protection, enhanced returns and yields, and exposure to various asset classes like equities, commodities, or interest rates. But ultimately, they're designed to provide a higher yield or a specific payout structure, making them more suitable for investors looking to diversify their portfolios beyond traditional equity or bond investments.
Sean, could you give us an example of some of the types of assets structured products might be tied to and why they are chosen?
Yeah, so structured products can be linked to a variety of underlying assets, such as equity indices like the S&P 500, the MSCI World, or the JSE, can be linked to commodities like gold or oil, interest rates, or even a specific select basket of stocks. And these assets chosen are based on the investor's risk tolerance and return objectives. For example, a typical structured product, usually with maturity between 3 and 5 years, will have a 100% capital protection or protection of losses up to a certain percentage, for example, 20 or 30%. And what this means is that if the underlying drops by 20% or 30%, the investor's capital is still 100% protected. However, if the underlying asset or index drops more than 20 or 30%, then the investor capital becomes at risk. So essentially, it is downside protection of 20 or 30%. And this feature is attractive for investors concerned about the stock market volatility over the medium term. And the goal is to offer exposure to these assets or underlying assets while managing risk through mechanisms like capital protection and or cap returns.
One of the appealing features of structured products is the potential for capital protection, which can give investors peace of mind. Could you elaborate on how capital protection works and what percentage of the initial investment is typically protected?
Sure. Capital protection in structured products is achieved through the use of fixed income instruments such as bonds, which guarantee a certain return at maturity. And the level of protection can vary, but it typically ranges from 65% to 100% of the initial investment. So, for example, if a structured product offers 100% capital protection, it means that even if the underlying asset, like the MSCI World Index or the JSE Top 40, perform poorly, the investor will still receive their full principal back at the end of the term. And of course, this feature makes structured products appealing to risk-averse investors who want exposure to potential gains without risking their entire principal.
Regarding liquidity, these products generally require you to stay invested for the full term. What happens if an investor needs to access their funds early, and how does that affect their investment?
Well, by nature, structured products are designed to be held to maturity, which can range from a few months to several years. And if investors need access to their funds early, they might face a few challenges, such as early redemptions, which usually comes in the form of penalties or a loss on the capital protection, as the product is valued at current market prices of its underlying assets. So this could result in the investor receiving less than their initial investment. Additionally, structured products are not always actively traded in secondary markets, so liquidity can be limited. Therefore, it's crucial for investors to assess the liquidity needs before committing to these products.
You touched on risk a bit earlier. What key risks should investors be aware of when considering structured products?
Yeah, absolutely. A few key risks to consider. Firstly is market risk. Since structured products are often tied to performances of underlying assets, of course, poor performance can affect potential returns. Secondly is liquidity risk. Exiting structured products, as mentioned earlier, can be challenging and may lead to fees or loss of principal. Thirdly is credit risk. Investors are exposed to the creditworthiness of the issuing institution. If the issuer defaults, the capital protection feature might not hold true. And lastly is complexity risks. Because structured products can be complicated with payout mechanisms that are difficult to understand, this could result in unexpected outcomes for investors.
Sean, can you give us an example of how structured products can be tailored for different risk profiles?
Yeah, so structured products can be tailored to suit various risk profiles by adjusting the level of capital protection, participation rates, and the underlying assets. So for an example, a conservative investor might want a product that offers 100% capital protection, but then he forgoes a lower participation rate in the upside of the underlying asset, like an equity index, which would be linked to MSCI, JSC, or S&P, etc. Conversely, for more aggressive investors, the product might offer only 80% capital protection, but a higher participation rate in the underlying index, providing greater exposure to market movements and potential returns. So it really becomes a trade-off between the amount of capital protection and the level of participation in the underlying index or asset the investor wishes to take. And of course, this flexibility in structured products has to be aligned with the investor's risk tolerance and investment goals.
Can you walk us through the tax implications of these investments?
Yes, firstly, it's important to note that the structured product would typically be held by an individual or in a certain investment vehicle. And if it is held in an investment vehicle, such as a pension, a trust, or endowment, these vehicles do have different, you know, applicable tax rates. But for individuals, the tax treatment of structured products depends on the nature of the return of the structured product and, of course, the investor's tax status. In South Africa, structured products are generally taxed as interest income if they provide fixed returns or as capital gains if the return is linked to the performance of the underlying assets. So capital gains with rates varying, effective rates from 12 to 18%, and of course income depending on the marginal tax rate of the investor. But this means that the product delivers a payout based on capital appreciation. The investor will be subject to CGT. So it's crucial for investors to consult with a tax advisor to understand the implications.
We also hear a lot about customization regarding these products. What does that mean for an investor, and how does the customization of these products work?
Yes, so customization in structured products means that investors can tailor the features to meet the specific financial needs and risk preferences. So, for example, an investor can opt to choose the level of capital protection, the term of length of the structured product, and the underlying assets or indices that the product is linked to. And this flexibility allows for a higher degree of personalization, making structured products more versatile in their portfolio as a tool to construct their portfolio overall risk profile. And customization can also extend the payout structure, such as including income distributions at specific intervals or incorporating trigger mechanisms that lock in gains under certain conditions, such as an auto call note.
Sean, many structured products are linked to offshore markets. Can you explain the difference between investing in offshore structured products settled in foreign currency and those settled in rand?
Typically, offshore structured products settle in foreign currency and expose the investor to both the performance of the underlying assets and exchange rate fluctuations. And this can either enhance returns if the rand depreciates or reduce them if the rand strengthens against the foreign currency. In contrast, local structural products with South African underlying assets, such as the JSC, would typically settle in rand, eliminating the currency fluctuation risk. And you do, of course, get structured products that have a hybrid structure consisting of foreign underlying assets, such as the MSCI, the S&P 500, with rand settlement. So investors need to decide whether they want to take an additional currency risk or maintain stability by opting for rand settled and rand underlying assets within the structured product.
For someone ready to take the next step, how does the process of investing in structured products work? And are there any monetary barriers they need to be aware of?
So investing in structured products typically involves engaging with a financial advisor or wealth manager who can assess the investor's suitability and risk tolerance. The minimum investment amounts can vary widely depending on the product, but it's not uncommon to see minimums starting from around 100,000 Rand and more. And if the investor wishes for a customized structured product, then these minimums are significantly higher. So it's important to consider these barriers as well as the potential illiquidity of the investment when making a decision.
Sean, just lastly, given the current market environment, what types of structured products would be attractive to investors now?
In the current market environment, products offering capital protection with participation in the underlying asset or equity upside are particularly attractive to investors. And this is, of course, due to market volatility and uncertainty, making capital protection a key priority for many investors. Products linked to defensive sectors such as healthcare or utilities may also appeal to those looking to maintain a high degree of growth while managing their downside risk.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode today, Sean.
Thank you, Tumi.
That was Sean Kelly, a wealth manager at Parity Wealth Managers.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Money Rules Podcast. To listen to more, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.